Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Allen, and today is a very special show because I have a singular guest, singular meaning only her, and singular in that she is incredibly special, and that is Sherilyn Harley Laban, who is co-chairman of the Project 21 National Advisory Board, among many other extremely important things that she has done, past, present, and I look forward to the future with her as well. Welcome again to the show, Sherilyn.
Thank you for having me.
Well, we were talking in the first two segments about bias and political bents in college and mainstream media, and in the last segment about the difficulties in raising kids today, that it may in fact be harder. It's not just fiction that it's harder. There's more assaults to our kids from all walks of life, institutionally and then entertainment-wise. So I do believe it is harder. I'd like to get into politics a little bit, which is, I believe we owe our kids to educate them about the world and values, and that includes politics. So I would like to ask you two questions. How should we teach our kids politics? And secondly, as they get to be teens, and you're not facing that quite yet, how do we get them even to pay attention to world events? I know my teenagers could give a darn. And they've taken in some of my moderately conservative values, and that's come out. But as far as reading, paying attention, or really participating in any way in the world, they just don't. So how would you like to approach both those big questions?
Let me take the latter one.
Okay.
I think the first one was how should we approach it? Well,
how do we teach our kids politics? And the second one is how do we get our older kids to be interested in the world outside of themselves?
Right. I think this is what I'd love to see happen in the schools, which is not happening because, as we discussed before, it's been a very slanted view, I think, is what children are getting. And so in a perfect world, what would be great is during their government class, they actually get both sides of the story. They get both perspectives.
Oh, you're dreaming.
And I'm dreaming.
Yeah,
but
I mean, come on, let's get real.
Okay, but I mean, that's why I said in a perfect world. But the other way, and this is what I do when I'm talking to students or giving speeches around the country, like I was doing when we first got introduced when I was in Santa Barbara, is I have had the privilege of working in different countries, and also I have the pleasure of meeting a lot of people from different countries. And I think what's important for our children to understand is that this truly is a special country, and that people literally beg, borrow, steal, swim over, however they can get here, to get to this country.
I thought we were an imperialistic, evil country. At least, doesn't our president think that?
Well, some in his party certainly do. He may think that. But I think it's important and incumbent upon us to teach our children. I mean, and this is really a good way of teaching them about freedom, free market, all these great things that, you know, served as the basis and the foundation for our country. And I think, again, in the same vein, we need to go back to the fundamentals. Let's go back to the Constitution. Let's go back to the Declaration of Independence. Let's go back to the Bill of Rights. That's a great way of teaching our children about our country. And in teaching them about the country, you're teaching them about politics. I think that goes hand in hand. But let's teach them what the founding fathers wanted, the basis of what they wanted for our country, because then they'll understand why this country is so special and why our Constitution is a very much a unique document. And they'll understand why so many people want to come to our country, because guess what? There's no way someone would be willing to be in a what are those containers that people come over from Mexico in, and with very little oxygen, willing to risk their lives to get here? Because obviously, where they are, Bruce, can't be all that great.
Clearly, clearly. Well, I have
clearly cannot be all that great.
I did a movie long, long, long ago when I was in showbiz in Berlin, and the wall was still up. And it was about an escape from East Berlin to West Berlin. And the lead actress was a young woman who hid in the gas tank of a car and was pulled out of it on the other side of the Brandenburg, not the Brandenburg Gate, Checkpoint Charlie, I think it was called, or wherever they went through. And she was almost dead. So this was my real-life exposure to someone wanting to go from oppression to freedom. But I know exactly what you speak of. And even Marco Rubio has been talking about, you know, the people that risk their lives to come here, obviously because they think of it as a better place to be. But not to be, there's a little bit of what you're saying in regards to my question of how do we get our kids to pay attention, that I just want to challenge you as being Pollyanna-ish. I do believe, obviously, there's nothing you said that is I don't agree with, but how do we get them to pay attention?
That's the part about about the teenagers.
Yes.
Because, you know, they're close to being of voter age or, frankly, going into the military. Either way, they're making pretty big decisions in a few short years,
mm-hmm.
we hope. I think that's a difficult question, because part of it is simply their youth and the fact that they're not paying mortgages, they're not having to pay for groceries, and they're just not there yet, Bruce. They're simply just not there yet. Now, that is not the case for all 18-year-olds going off to college or beginning their lives. Maybe they're not going to college. Maybe they're going in the military. But I can tell you this much. Those going in the military, I think, have a different wake-up call than 18-year-olds who are going off to college and their parents are footing the bill. I think it just depends on what stage of your life you're at.
You know, it's funny. I grew up in the 60s, and my worldview was at first impacted by not only the Jewish upbringing I had, which was very Democrat, but being in Southern California during the Vietnam War protests. And I lost my train of thought. There was a good reason I was going to bring that up.
Growing up in Southern California.
Yeah, well, I don't remember what my train of thought was. It's so funny. I totally lost it, except that I changed along the way, and I know we're going to talk about that later. But it was about getting kids interested in politics. That's what I was talking about. And I just didn't give a darn at that point. I just kind of went along with the flow. But what I'm doing now that makes a difference, I think, for the kids is whether you like Fox News or not, it's on a lot in our home. So the boys are hearing things even secondarily. So I'm hoping not only do the things we talk about at the dinner table, but some of the things they hear on the television. And occasionally I just invite them to sit with me. And while they may not want to hear it, ironically, even though Fox News is criticized so often for being so right-wing, so often they have a guest on both sides of the aisle, which is what I don't understand. On the shows I watch, there's Juan Williams, and who's certainly Democrat, and then there'll be a more conservative opponent, and both get equal time. So my boys are hearing both sides, whereas if you listen to MSNBC or any of the mainstream news, you really don't get the other point of view. I mean, the New York Times has, I believe, one moderately conservative columnist out of about 14. And the percentage of college professors that will declare themselves Republican is, what, 0.25%, particularly in the liberal arts. So it's hard. We're fighting something really hard.
We're fighting an uphill battle,
yes.
And like you know, Fox is basically what's on in our house. But you know, again, this is the work that parents have to do at home. You know, we need to teach our children, you know, this is how hard we've worked to have this meal on the table. You can't take this stuff for granted. I do some work with, I can just tell you sort of how I expose my children to appreciate freedom and all the great things about America. I do work with North Korean defectors.
Okay, wait. I need to stop you now because we need to take a break. I want to hear you continue this right after the break, where we will continue the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View with Sherilyn Harley Laban.